From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Millions of Americans tuned in to the Super Bowl last night. One football fan here at WLRN decided not to watch the game. Sundial host Luis Hernandez gave up on one of his favorite things for the past year and wrote about it on WLRN.org. Hernandez talked about his essay with Tom Hudson on the South Florida Roundup.
I always knew that the game was dangerous. I mean, I played a little bit in high school, and I had a couple of issues when I was playing, but I just always thought that's part of the game, and that's okay. But I don't know, as these stories kept coming out, and it wasn't just stories of players who were aging very quickly and dealing with dementia-like problems, but then you had players who were taking their lives, and one of them was one of my favorite players of all time, was Junior Seau. And, I mean, even though he played a little bit for the Dolphins, but, I mean, I loved watching the guy play because he brought a rage and a violence to the game. And, see, I have to admit, that's what I loved most about it, was the way he played. He took, as the saying goes, he took people's heads off. So when he killed himself, that's when I started to pause and say, wait a second. Something isn't right. I don't know how I feel about this. Should I be cheering a guy on for his violent behavior on a game? It's a part of the game, knowing that this could lead to problems like this.
Yeah, but there's really nothing else in our lives where we cheer for essentially something that could lead to harm at a professional level. You know, construction workers wear hard hats, and you know, we certainly want them to be safe. And you know, other professions are doing everything they can to avoid injury, whereas in football and professional sports, boxing and others, you know, the fan is really thirsty for that kind of physical activity that can lead to these devastating consequences.
It hit me really hard. It was a couple of years ago, and I mentioned in the essay, it was the Dolphins in the playoffs against the Steelers, and I mean, any Dolphins fan, and I've been a Dolphins fan since before Dan Marino ever showed up, so that long. So when we make it to the playoffs, that's an event. And so I was so excited about the game. And anybody that watched the game, I mean, you know, our quarterback at the time was Matt Moore. And in the first half, he took it. It was one of the worst hits I'd ever seen anybody take. And when you watch the video, it is you cringe. You cringe because it looks like he got hit by a car.
He gets laid flat out, just right on his back.
He's on the ground for a while. And then when they lift him up, well, they just sit him up. The camera pans over, catches his face. Look, I'm not a doctor. I'm not going to diagnose a guy, but I don't think it takes a lot to look at a guy. His eyes were pretty much glassed over. He looked like he wasn't there. And my first reaction was, I mean, my first reaction was, oh, my God, what a terrible hit. But then my second reaction was, oh, dear God, no, we can't win without this guy. We need him in the game. And so, you know, I mean, as a fan, that's how I reacted. And I was surprised. I was shocked when a few minutes later he's back in the game. And I thought, oh, no, no. That guy cannot be right.
Yeah.
And that's when I just started thinking, I mean, that and the Nick Bonacani tape. And I just said, all right, should I feel guilty watching this game? And that's really the question I had.
The Bonacani tape was, you know, famous linebacker for the Dolphins, known for his hard-nosed style of play. It was a family video on social media, I think, that it came out of him in later years, just recently, struggling to put a shirt on.
It hit me hardest because, and it's not completely related, but, you know, my grandmother died of Alzheimer's, and so I saw her deteriorate over the years. And so when I saw this video, it brought back memories. And that's when I asked the question. I mean, should I feel good about watching a game? I don't know these guys. I've never met them. They're not friends. They're not family. You know, what does it matter to me? What happens to them? And they're grown men. They made the choice to play the game. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. But, you know, at the same time, I just thought, well, am I cheering on for a guy to hurt himself and hurt other people? I just wanted to challenge myself for a year. I wanted to see by the end of the year, should I still feel guilty about it?
That was WLRN's Luis Hernandez on the South Florida Roundup, talking about giving up football for a year. You can read his essay and hear the show on WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.